Angie Coombs, The Waterfall Journey.
Episode 1, Introduction to the Waterfall Journey. Welcome to The Waterfall Journey. The Waterfall Journey is about our life's adventure, being all our Lord and Creator designed us to be. It's about relationships. It's a journey for people seeking to know the depths of God and to join Him in His story. It takes us back to God's intention, the best that He has for us, living in close company with Him, involved in all His heart's purposes. The Waterfall Journey is a way for us to travel in His service and His presence every moment of our lives, and to achieve the particular and significant purpose He has set before each of us. We were created to travel with the Father on His business as Jesus did. We are going to explore how to make that a reality. God had created a perfect environment and perfect relationships, fueled by absolute love, in which His children were to move to fulfill their destiny. In Genesis 1:26-28, we see this. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God He created them. Male and female He created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." But in the fall, mankind rebelled and disobeyed, doubted God's goodness, broke the trust of absolute love, and sinned. Because we live in the fallen world, our journeys are affected by distortions. The image of God in us has been marred. Broken relationships cause pain and isolation. We struggle to survive. Until we are met by Jesus and welcome Him into our lives, we live out of our woundedness. Jesus offers us healing and wholeness, and a wonderful cleansing from the burden of our sins, so that we can start afresh in the environment and relationship with the Father that God had intended. The Waterfall Journey is all about God, who He is, His character, why He created us, and His intentions for us, His family. It is about His perspective on mankind and what went wrong, and the sacrifice He endured to provide for the restoration of His children. The Waterfall Journey is our route back to His best for us. But there is another choice to be made, which those that have been saved by the grace of God need to consciously make. It is the decision to travel as a disciple. God is seeking disciples who will walk this earth as Jesus did. What we explore together will change your life. Our lives are journeys from birth to death, and our circumstances and experiences are the landscape through which we travel. But our stories are part of a bigger picture. They have a significance because they are part of God's story. And the full implication of this is what can change our life view. God is asking us to join Him in His story, to be players under His direction, as beloved members of His family, working in the family business. So many of us believe that God is a distant entity that we can drag down into our world when we have need of him. The exciting truth is that he is inviting us into his story, beloved, honored, and trusted, each to fulfill a unique role in his divine plan. Where are you? So many in the church do not know Jesus personally, unaware of what God's story means for each one of us. In our Christian walk, it is possible to remain in the same place year after year, both physically pew-sitting and spiritually stagnating. And though we have asked Jesus into our life, we can choose to stay on the threshold, not venturing outward or onward, but staying static, acquiring knowledge of the kingdom down the years, but not growing in an understanding of the rich relationship that the Father is offering us. Often, sadly, hectic church programs can mask spiritual emptiness. The waterfall journey follows the path of discipleship. It brings the committed believer into the Father's presence and into all the fullness that Jesus died to give us. It is life empowered by the Holy Spirit. The waterfall journey is a traveler's guide, and the how do I do that to make God the reality of our lives. It explores the biblical route from brokenness, dealing with sin and pain, through to the realization of God's best for us. It outlines the wonder of God's invitation for us to join him in his story. At the end of his ministry, Jesus gave his disciples the Great Commission in Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. It encapsulates all we are to do to continue his work. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Go and make disciples assumes we are disciples, understanding and moving in the authority of Jesus, and that we are going, fellow travelers with Jesus, obeying and sharing all he gave us to do as we go. On a journey, there is a starting point, and from it we make a decision to set out for a distant destination. We decide where we're going, and we plan when and how we will travel. We know why we're going. It's a choice to travel. The challenge for us is, do we want more? Do we want to know the Father's heart, to learn to live as Jesus did, to understand how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in the purposes of God? It needs a decision now to begin this journey of discipleship and to accept God's invitation to join him in his purposes. If you say yes, know that it is God himself by his Holy Spirit who will lead and guide you and speak to you personally as you travel with him. This is between you and God. The Waterfall Journey is the guidebook that will aid you as you journey onward to your God-given destiny.